The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, welcome back to the Jerry Miller Show. I'm Jerry Miller, 866-356-ESPN, a hop on board. Executive producer Kevin Quigley behind the glass. And, you know, we talked about this last week. Sometimes CEOs, sometimes bosses, sometimes head honchos can overthink things. And when you overthink things, that's when you prepare for the worst. But by preparing for the worst, you've overthought what's on your plate. And what I'm talking about here is Frank Beamer in Virginia Tech, and I'll give you a couple of references. When Starbucks started getting popular, Starbucks said, let's saturate the market with Starbucks coffee shops. Now, unfortunately for Starbucks, they have so many coffee shops out there that their overhead is so high, they can't afford to keep them open. So what are you seeing with Starbucks? Starbucks across the nation are closing and people are losing their jobs. Their CEO overthought something. They overthought something. Same with Dell. Remember when Dell computers used to be the top computer system, the top PC producer? Now you can't make really that case. There's a hell of a lot more competition. Why? Because Dell's customer service went down. Because Dell started overthinking their product. Their product was customer service. Their product was doing good things for their perspectives, their potentials, their customers. Frank Beamer has overthought the quarterback position. Unfortunately, he may have gotten some bad advice by Rodney Taylor, but Tyrod should have been in that game. They were lacking playmakers and explosive playmakers at that. That's Tyrod Taylor's MO. Now we welcome the militia member, the family member who's made the best jump, the quickest jump so far, AJ Hokie. You've gone from unranked to number 15 in the power rankings. AJ, welcome to the program, ma'am.
Hi, how are y'all this afternoon?
We are fantastic. You have the airtime, AJ Hokie. Anywhere you want to go.
All right, I want to talk about the toxic sieve that is the mouth of the Mountaineer fan, being West Virginia.
Okay.
All morning long, I've been getting my rear end raked over the coals by it, and you know what? Screw them. That's all I got to say, because they're sitting there, they're putting our coach down. I love Frank Beamer. I think he's an excellent coach. He has nothing to prove, nothing at all to prove. Out of the winningest program since 1995, he's third only to Ohio State and Florida State among active coaches. He is third only to Joey Paterno and Bobby Bowden. So they can shut up with that right now, because they're on the beginning of what's going to be a coaching carousel, because Bill Stewart is the builder. He's not the architect.
There you go. West Virginia beat Villanova 48-21 behind five touchdowns from Pat White. Let me tell you this, AJ Hokie, before you go, do you have a question from Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com?
Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of disappointed with the offense, but I'll be honest with you, I've been disappointed with the offense for a couple years since Ricky Fussell left. Is Brian Steinspring on the hot seat?
I will ask Mr. Coleman. AJ, thank you for being a part of the show today.
No problem.
Good phone call. We'll go to Chris Coleman. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Hey.
And the question, you heard it right there from AJ Hokie. She's number 15 in our family. Is Brian Steinspring on the hot seat? Should he be on the hot seat right now?
I've actually heard that he is on the hot seat. And, you know, he probably should be on the hot seat. You know, this year after year, Virginia Tech's offense just lags behind the defense. And, you know, eventually you can't turn away from that, because, you know, at some point, and this year is that some point, the defense is not going to finish number one or number two or number three in total defense. You're going to have an offense that's going to be able to put some points up and do their share. And, you know, up to this point, they haven't shown the ability to do that.
Chris, this question comes up every offseason. It seems to come up whenever Virginia Tech struggles on the offensive side of the ball. It seems like Brian Steinspring has a nine lives. I mean, is this guy a feline? How has he been able to stay employed for so long, Chris?
Well, he was taking a lot of heat midway through last season, especially after that Boston College loss on Thursday night when the offense only put up 10 points. But, you know, he rebounded down the stretch, because the offense put up some excellent numbers down the stretch. You know, Florida State couldn't stop Tyrod Taylor. Georgia Tech couldn't stop Sean Glennon and the receivers. Miami couldn't stop anybody. Virginia couldn't stop anybody. I mean, the second half of the season last year, Virginia Tech's offense was rolling. You know, then they got to the Orange Bowl against Kansas and didn't look so hot. And now this is the second straight bad performance. And it just seems like, you know, in most people's minds, you know, it's another year, another excuse. What's the excuse going to be next season? You know, last year it was the offensive line having an injury. This year the wide receivers are young. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, there's never an excuse from Bud Foster. The defense is very young this year. He just comes out and says it. We didn't tackle well. We're going to fix it. And if you just judge from his track record, that defense will get fixed.
Chris Coleman is our guest here on the Jerry Miller Show. We are live in three states through five affiliates, and yes, on the FM dial on 94.1 in Blacksburg. We are chatting with Mr. Coleman as we do on Tuesdays here on the show. And let me throw this to you here. We kind of had this thrown out there by Warrior AG. I think he makes a good point. Maybe not necessarily the best football team won, but the best coach football team won on Saturday. You break down that point right there. What do you think of that call, Chris?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. You know, I think Skip Holtz is a very, very good coach. You know, he obviously has the right players in each position. I really have no idea why they brought in Rob Cass for one series, you know, their backup quarterback. You know, we knew there was a chance both guys were going to play, but Patrick Pinckney was playing so well. I just have no idea why they brought Cass in there at that one point. If he had come in there and thrown an interception or something, then I think right now we're looking back and saying, man, Skip Holtz is such an idiot. Why did he put his backup quarterback in the middle of the game when the starter was playing so great? But you know, in general, you know, I thought maybe they were the more prepared team, or at the very least, they had their right players on the field. You know, with the news that Tyrod Taylor, you know, is not going to be redshirting now, and you look back on Saturday, I think it's fairly clear that I think Tech's offense could have done better with him at quarterback. It certainly couldn't have done any worse. And you know, even if he had come in there and thrown two interceptions, same as Sean Glennon, he would have made something happen with his legs at some point.
Was that the first question at the presser today? Is Tyrod Taylor going to redshirt?
I believe it probably was. I was actually trying to watch it online, and my volume wasn't working. But I think Beamer actually came out and sat down, and before he took any questions, he just announced the decision. That's what he did in last week's press conference when he announced that Taylor was going to redshirt.
So, guys, now I guess we can call this breaking news. What did it go down? Within the hour, Chris? Is that accurate?
Yeah, about an hour ago, maybe a little bit less. Yeah, it's pretty much breaking news. It's just now making the rounds on ESPN News and everything like that. So I think when everybody gets home from work this evening and turns on SportsCenter, it's going to be big news.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman, for saying this here. And Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com joining us as he always does on Tuesday here on the Jerry Miller Show. Mr. Coleman has broken news here for three states and five affiliates. Tyrod Taylor no longer redshirting. Tyrod Taylor will play. Now that we know that, Mr. Coleman, do we say it was a mistake to not play him against East Carolina?
Well, I think in hindsight, you can say it's a mistake. And to be fair, I think he would have played. I think they were gonna. I think the coaches wanted to split reps again, but obviously, you know, Tyrod wanted to redshirt unless he was going to be the full time starter. So from that standpoint, I think you can, you know, kind of blame Tyrod Taylor for not playing on Saturday, because I think they would have played him had he decided, you know, that he wanted to split reps like that. Which leads me to my next point. I don't think this is going to be one of those things where you see them splitting reps again. They'll both probably play against Furman this week, but I think Tyrod Taylor is pretty much your primary quarterback the rest of the season.
Wow, so it literally took one game against ECU for Glennon to be demoted to number two.
I think so. You know, it just seemed pretty clear that we need – Virginia Tech needs playmakers on the field. You know, East Carolina, you know, they just load up the box and blitz, and the Tech's receivers are too inexperienced to make those side adjustments right now, and it's just tough for a pocket passer like Glennon to handle. You know, it's not necessarily his fault. It's just the way it is, you know.
Let me throw this to you here, and I'm going to take a positive approach, tear it apart, or agree, disagree, whatever it is, Chris. This football team had Sean Glennon at quarterback. Maybe its best athlete was Tyrod Taylor. He did not play against ECU. Macho Harris, arguably the team's best all-around athlete, didn't play either against East Carolina. On top of that, Virginia Tech started 11 guys who were starting their first college football game, and 41% of the team that dressed – had never taken a snap in their college football careers. Should we say this as opposed to, you know, throwing our arms in the air and saying this was a horrible performance by Virginia Tech? Do we make the comment this is what should have been expected from the fan base?
That's a good question. You know, I mean, I'm not panicking personally. I'm not all that surprised from what we saw from the offense. You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, I really don't have any confidence in Virginia Tech's offense anymore. I hate to say that, but I was not surprised at all by their performance on Saturday. But at the same time, Tech has always shown the ability to get better throughout the season. At least they have in the past 4 years since they've joined the ACC. And, you know, with such a young team, I have no doubt that that'll happen this year, especially now with Tyrod at quarterback.
Guys, Chris Coleman, if you want more information on this topic, he just broke a piece of news on this program. Tyrod Taylor's redshirt has been lifted. He will play against Furman. Go to techsideline.com. Mr. Coleman's punched out. What about 10 or 12 graphs on this topic, Chris?
Yeah, something like that, man. It's
you're busy right now.
Yeah, it's a mess right now. You know, thank goodness it's Furman this week and, you know, not a Georgia Tech or a Nebraska or somebody like that, or else we'd really be busy.
I want to kind of pick up the pace and tempo here, run a speed bag with you. I got 90 seconds left, so and kind of keep that in mind. Dustin Keys, the senior kicker, missed a field goal and extra point. Does Frank Beamer think of a new starting kicker? Should the fan base be concerned about Keys?
You know, I don't know whether we should be concerned about him. I'm a little bit concerned simply because he's never kicked before, and that was a bad start for his confidence. Now, you know, Frank Beamer's not a guy in the past who has jerked around kickers in and out of the lineup. You know, so I think he'll stick with Keys. I think he liked what he saw out of him in the preseason. He's got a strong leg. You know, he missed that, I believe it was a 44-yarder. He missed it, but, you know, it was a strong kick, and it bounced off the uprights. It's not like it was a weak kick or he missed it terribly. The extra point, that does kind of leave me worried about his accuracy. But, you know, I think you know, if Beamer thinks he's the best option at kicker, you know, as far as special teams go, I'll go ahead and trust Beamer on that one.
I got 30 seconds left. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, joining us on the Jerry Miller Show. Blake DeChristopher, deep thigh bruise. Did he mention anything about it?
Not that I've heard. I think he's going to have some tests done today. I don't expect him to play against Furman, which is a shame. You know, he was playing well in that first drive before he got hurt. They ran that. Kenny Lewis had that big run off the right side. You know, and Blake threw a great block over there. But I don't expect him to play against Furman. And you really like to keep that offensive line together for the early part of the season so they can gel. You know, same time Richard Graham was decent against East Carolina, and they should be able to move the ball in Furman without much of a problem.
I got about 10 seconds left, Chris. I'm sorry to cut you off. Macho Harris, any update you can give us?
I think they're going to try to see if he can play, but I'm kind of not expecting him to.
There you go. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. The breaking news, Tyrod Taylor's red shirt will be pulled. Go to TechSideline.com for that information. Mr. Coleman, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, anytime.
Good man right there. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. I'm Jerry Miller. This is the Jerry Miller Show.